This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bereshut Chavirim. There's only one bracha that we make throughout really the whole year that we invoke the Kisei HaKavod, God's throne of glory. And this is not on Yom HaKippurim. It's not on Shabbat. The only time we invoke Kisei HaKavod in a bracha is when we say Asher Yatzar, when we finish taking care of the most base, lowly human need. We say a bracha, Asher Yatzar et ha'adam b'chachma, galoy v'yadua lifnei chisei ha'kavod, shem yipateach echad mehem. We invoke the kisei ha'kavod. Why is it, of all brachot, we invoke the kisei ha'kavod specifically when we perform the lowest function of man? So Vilna Gaon explains in Sefer Imrei Noam Amesachet Brachot that this is to counteract the notion of the Gentiles that God is only interested in the big things. They say, Ram al kol goyim Hashem, God is elevated above the heavens. Al hashamayim kivodo. But we say, Mi kashem elokeinu hamagbihi la shavet. Who is like God who sits on high? Hamashpili lirot. Bashamayim of Aretz, who lowers himself to see what's in heaven and earth. Mikimi me afardal hilo. Hashem elevates from the dust the poor. Me ashbot yarim evyon. From the garbage heaps, he elevates the impoverished. We say there's nothing beneath the purview of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, specifically, when we come out of the Beit HaKisei, we perform the lowliest function of man. We say, Galoy v'yadua lefnei chisei hakavod. But I believe studying this week's parasha, we encounter another important reason why we invoke Kisei HaKavod when we say Asher Yatzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go out to Paro, Hinei Yotzei HaMaima. He's going to be standing by the water. Ask Rashi, what's Paro doing by the water? Says Rashi, he's using the facility because Paro said he was a god. So if they would ask him, if you're a god, you don't have to go to Beit HaKisei. Paro would say, no, I don't go to Beit HaKisei. So he would sneak out early in the morning. Now, God wasn't looking to punish Paro. He's looking to educate Paro. He wanted Paro to recognize that Paro is only basar v'adam and God is melech malchei hamlachim. What moment would Paro be most receptive to acknowledge the emet that he's basar v'adam and God is the melech? Certainly when he woke up in the morning to go to Beit HaKisei, how could he deny that he's basar v'adam? So it comes out the moment that a person is most receptive to appreciate Malchiyot HaKadosh Baruch Hu is after a person uses Beit HaKisei. He feels, he recognizes he's only Basar V'Adam and God is Melech Malchei Hamlachim. Therefore, we could suggest that specifically when we come out of Beit HaKisei, we acknowledge the Malchiyot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Galui V'Yadua Lefnei Chisei HaKavod. So don't lose the opportunity to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way more than Ne'ilah, more than Rosh Hashanah, more than any other time of the year. Davka, when one comes out of the Beit HaKisei, it's an opportunity to recognize Hashem is Melech Malchei Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Galoy V'Yadua Lefnei Chisei HaKavod. Rabbi Chanan Ben Akasha Oimer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Es Yisrael, Lefikach, Hirba Lahem Torah Mitzot Shene'emar,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.